The FTC's proposed policy statement on AI bias safeguards may be the most consequential regulatory document on artificial intelligence issued so far this year. The agency is arguing that training chatbots to avoid discriminatory responses, meaning specifically programming AI systems to decline to produce outputs that perpetuate racial, gender, or other biases, could itself constitute consumer deception under Section 5 of the FTC Act. The reasoning is that if an AI system is constrained to give certain types of responses and doesn't disclose that, users may believe they're getting an objective output when they're actually getting a shaped one.
I want to sit with that argument for a moment, because it's either brilliantly subversive or genuinely confused, and I'm not sure which. Every AI system makes choices about what to output. The question of whether a system should be designed to avoid harmful outputs is a design decision, not deception. Just like a calculator being designed to follow mathematical rules isn't deceiving you by refusing to tell you that 2 plus 2 equals 5. The FTC's framing seems to equate having values with having a hidden agenda.
What's interesting from a regulatory structure standpoint is that this argument, if it becomes policy, would actually make it harder for AI companies to implement safety measures. You'd create a regulatory environment where companies face FTC liability for bias safeguards, but face reputational and civil liability for discriminatory outputs. That's a genuinely difficult legal position that could incentivize companies to simply document and disclose their constraints rather than remove them, which might be the actual intended outcome.
The Checkpoint DeepSeek finding is on the other end of the AI risk spectrum. Researchers demonstrated that DeepSeek, the Chinese AI model, can generate browser-only ransomware, code that encrypts a victim's files entirely inside a web browser without requiring any software download, exploit, or elevated system access. The significance of no download required cannot be overstated for security professionals. Traditional endpoint security tools are built around detecting and blocking malicious software installations. Browser-based execution that happens entirely within a legitimate application like Chrome or Firefox bypasses that entire defense layer.
The Microsoft shareholder suit over AI copyright risks is a separate but related thread. Shareholders are alleging that Microsoft's board failed to adequately disclose the legal and financial risks associated with GitHub Copilot and other AI tools that were trained on copyrighted code. The theory is that if those copyright claims succeed, and there are multiple active cases, Microsoft could face liability that the company's disclosures didn't prepare investors for. This is the copyright litigation risk for AI companies being tested through securities law, which is a clever flanking maneuver.
California's youth social media bill rewrite is a policy story worth tracking because it represents a shift in regulatory philosophy. Rather than an outright ban on users under 16, which faces serious First Amendment challenges, the amended bill allows minors to stay on platforms that strip out algorithmically addictive features like infinite scroll, push notifications, and recommendation feeds. Minnesota pausing its social media warning law amid a lawsuit reflects the same legal pressure operating from a different direction. States are learning through litigation which regulatory tools survive constitutional scrutiny.
New Jersey signing a data broker ban with the nation's steepest fees is another piece of the state-level privacy legislation mosaic. Data brokers, companies that aggregate and sell personal information, are now facing meaningful financial penalties in New Jersey that exceed those in any other state. The practical effect is that companies operating data broker businesses nationally face compliance costs calibrated to the strictest jurisdiction in their operating territory.